Media briefing by various people involved in the public health sector earlier today. The COVID-19 variant, which was identified in South Africa and which has become the dominant variant here, it's 501YV2. Apparently, there are some positive aspects to this more transmissible variant. To tell us more, Professor Penny Moore, a senior scientist with the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Penny, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
It seems to give people who have survived it a greater immunity against reinfection than other variants.
Yeah, what it suggests is that the immune response to the new variant 501YV2 is somehow slightly different to the immune response that we saw against the original variant. You remember earlier this year there was a series of studies, one from our team, that showed that people who were infected with the original variant had a very much reduced response when their antibodies were tested against the new variant. And that caused us a great deal of concern, both in terms of risk of reinfection and in terms of the efficacy of vaccines that were coming to South Africa and globally. And here what we've done essentially is to do the opposite experiment. So we've asked in people who were infected with the new variant, how does the immune response see that new variant? And how do the antibodies triggered by that new variant deal with other variants?
You say slightly. What is the quantum in the difference of the antibody response?
Yeah, when we tested the serum from people infected with the old variant, almost half, 48% of people had no detectable response to the new variant, and that was why we were so concerned. When we test in people infected with the new variant, that number decreases to 4%. So a significant decrease in the number of people who would have no detectable response. But it's important to point out that there is still a decrease. So people's immune responses are still better at recognizing the variant that infected them, which is unsurprising. That's what our immune responses do. They hit the virus that infects us. But I think there's a difference in the quality of the immune response to this new variant. And it's able thus to neutralize the old variant and also the variant that was detected in Brazil. And that is certainly good news.
Okay, so if forgive my stupidity, but the real world implications are if I have tested positive and survived 501YV2, or I get it over the next couple of months and survive it, then my chances of being reinfected by any variant are significantly reduced.
Yeah, that is certainly true. But actually, so that is true, and we do think that there'll be greater protection against other variants, and certainly other variants are coming. But the other implication that this data has is more from the perspective of vaccine design. So, you know, we've already seen in South Africa that the clinical data suggests that vaccines that were coming into South Africa and had to deal with this new variant were compromised, some of them more than others. But certainly all of those vaccines took a bit of a hit against the new variant. And as a response to that, vaccine manufacturers have really been scrambling to make new vaccines or to adapt their existing vaccines to match 501YV2. And what this data might suggest is that vaccines that are based on 501YV2 might somehow elicit a better and more cross-reactive response. And so this might mean that people who are vaccinated with a vaccine that is built on this new variant might be better protected than what we had hoped.
I was counting. There were four mites in that last sentence.
Yes, I'm a cautious scientist. So these are laboratory studies. And what's really needed now is a translation into the clinical data. So Moderna, for example, has already reworked their vaccine, and that's already being tested and already going into those kinds of studies. You know, these laboratory studies are indicative. It looks good. It looks much better than the immune response to the previous variant. But now we have to translate it into something that's meaningful. So we have to revamp the vaccines to match this new variant, which was happening anyway. And we need to get those out into the field and see whether they work better.
Are all the vaccines which have been approved for emergency use around the world being tweaked in this way to take account of 501YV2?
I think all vaccine manufacturers will be working on this, but some of the platforms are more amenable to tweaking than others. So, for example, the RNA platforms, Pfizer and Moderna, are much easier to adapt in this way. And so their turnaround time for being able to tweak their vaccine is somewhere around 8 to 10 weeks. for other vaccines where, for example, the people who rely on expression of the whole protein, that whole process will take longer. So it does depend on the vaccine platform, but yes, the vaccine manufacturers are highly aware of this data.
And you said that protection against the Brazilian variant as well, the variant that was first became prominent in the UK, is apparently a variant which is slightly problematic in California as well. What does one know about those?
So the variant that was first detected in the UK did not until recently pose a major problem in terms of immune escape. It was a problem in terms of transmissibility and perhaps in terms of severity of disease. But it didn't contain the same mutations that confer resistance to antibodies that we see in the variant detected in South Africa. But that's changed recently. And now in the UK, the sequences are picking up individuals who are infected with what used to be the British variant and it now contains these mutations. So it's a very moving target, this virus. I think the notion that there are only four or five variants across the world that we need to deal with is something we need to change our thinking about. There are a huge number of variants, and probably the more we sequence, unfortunately South Africa is very good at sequencing the virus, but the more we sequence, the more of these variants we will find.
Professor Penning Moore, thank you, cautious scientist that you are. Thank you very much indeed. Senior cautious scientist with the National Institute for Cautious Diseases, Communicable Diseases. Any guesstimates on how many people have been infected in South Africa? Not diagnosed, but total infected? Many guesses, and I've talked to all of the people who've been scientifically making those guesses on the radio in the last while. It goes between the kind of maybe 8 million of Professor Alex van der Heever up to the perhaps 30 million, which is what Discovery scientists suggest, and also the people involved with an analysis of blood which was donated to the South African Blood Transfusion Service. Their analysis also suggests an infection maximum of around half the population, 30 million people. So somewhere between 8 million and 30 million lies the truth.